Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
132.
132.
I can't believe we've made it this far.
I can't either.
It's insanity.
It's something.
Are we going to do something for... I think we should still do our gross cast for 144. Since it's a gross...
Right, since it's a gross, yeah.
Yeah. We'll figure something out.
That's 12 away.
Yeah, so we'll do something maybe fun and disgusting on that podcast. We'll see what we can do. So we made it home from RadCon.
We did.
And my sickness, which I did not get at RadCon. I think it's important to point that out. This isn't con crud.
Right.
I brought it.
This is pre-con crud.
But I got it the I would say an hour away is when it reared its head. So I was an hour away from Richland, from the hotel. I guess Pasco in that case.
Yeah.
An hour away, and it reared its head.
Wow.
So I was patient zero at RadCon, except for I was very careful. I made sure to Purell all the time, and I tried to be as careful as I could about making sure I didn't spread it.
Yes, that was very kind, because I received no crud from you, be right. It con or otherwise.
Right, lucky you.
So I was not patient one.
which is good.
Yeah.
I was so sick, though, during opening ceremonies. It was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, you were.
I was sweating. It was pretty insane. We had a great RadCon that we didn't really talk too much about at the con because it was still going on.
Mm-hmm.
But opening ceremonies were a lot of fun this year.
Yeah.
Found myself really enjoying being part of that. We didn't really plan the last half correctly.
No.
So we lost pretty much everybody.
Yep.
For a Shakespearean Star Wars reading.
Which was so fun.
Yeah. Next year, I suggested to Brad that just make it a panel directly after the opening ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
But two, spice it up by doing voices or something. So, like, okay, you're you know, Scotty Brown is doing R2-D2, but he's doing R2-D2... as, you know, I don't know.
Right.
James Earl, Sam, let's go with Lonesome Dove. Who am I thinking of? Sam.
Oh, Sam Elliott?
Elliott, yeah.
Okay, I thought you were going with Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
But sure, either of those two.
But, you know, so you'd have to affect the Southern accent in addition mm-hmm. to somehow working that into beep, whiz, wee, boop, weep.
Yeah.
At, sort of like they do at Emerald City and San Diego Comic-Con. Except for also, plus, in addition, Shakespeare.
Right, yeah.
So that would be a lot of fun, I think.
Turn it up a notch. Yeah. The other thing that I recommended to him was just not even make it a panel, just make it a part of opening ceremonies, and either you get to see it or you don't.
Right.
And because we had, almost 100 people at opening ceremonies, I'd mm-hmm. say.
Yep.
And they... It was really... The hotel was really weird this year.
It very much was. It was filthy, for one.
Oh, God.
This is the dirtiest that hotel has ever been when we've come in.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was dirty. The floors were gross.
We had a murder towel
in our room, which I'm assuming is some dude ordered pizza and didn't have a napkin, wiped it all on the towel, and they didn't bleach it.
Yeah.
But whatever, it looked like it had been... It looked like it was part of the opening credits for Dexter at some point.
Yeah.
So we had, again, the floors were just really gross this year.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that was people brought ferrets, which was bizarre.
Yeah.
And then someone either threw up or lost control of one of their bodily functions in the hallway Friday night, because for the rest of the weekend, we had powder on the floor with a do not step on this like yellow warning sign.
Oh, yeah. I was oblivious to that.
Well, you usually went out of the room left and down.
Yes.
But for some of the panels, we had to, it was an easier cut.
Mm-hmm.
So, there was that.
The bar was, or not the bar, the restaurant was really horrible service.
Right. I mean, in fairness, a lot of the people were shitty to the hotel management or to the hotel staff. Now, keep in mind, though, The restaurant is in the hotel, but it is run by a separate company.
Right.
So the people who run the Seasons or whatever it was called, I think it's the Seasons, like they don't care about the con. They like nothing, you know, you don't get continental breakfast or anything like that.
Right.
Everything is pay, even on normal days.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really overpriced, which is crazy. And last year, most years they do a con menu.
Right.
Where they have, it's to make everything go faster. They have four or five preset meals that basically are super fast and whatever, you know. Plus, they're definitely geared toward nerdy folk. It's everything's fried or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they had the full menu, which turns out isn't really any good.
No, nor very full.
No. And I think the burger I got tasted like it had been microwaved.
Mm.
Erin didn't even eat her chicken strips. She like didn't care for them at all.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So we did do the breakfast buffet once. We won't ever do it again. It's the first time ever at a con I've woken up early enough to go do the breakfast buffet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because my ass went to sleep. I did not do anything but my panels and sleep.
Yeah.
Because I was so sick.
The rooms, I mean, the opening ceremonies, they were missing 4 to 5 rows of chairs.
Oh, dude, tons.
Left the dance parquet floor open, which was ridiculous, because now the nearest person is sitting 20 feet from the stage. Our first panel had, what, 6 chairs in it?
Our first
Timmy's
panel,
didn't have any.
No. Before you got there?
Yeah.
Okay, so before you got there, there were 3 chairs for 5 panelists. 6 if you included you. So 3 chairs for 5 panelists and 3 chairs for the audience.
Wow.
So they slowly started coming in, and by the time you got there, I think there were 6 chairs for the audience and 4 for the 6 panelists. And it luckily, one of the panelists is notoriously late and was late this time as well.
Yeah.
And so we didn't have to worry about it until the very end.
Yeah.
When we had a few more chairs coming in occasionally.
But it was the con itself and the con and all of that stuff was great, well run, well oiled machine. Hiccups are going to happen.
Yeah.
They happen, but they got resolved really quickly.
They did.
But the support from the hotel just seemed really weird. Oh, and by the way, we're going to shut off all the elevators.
Yes.
Luckily, this is only a 3-floor hotel, so I didn't really care.
It is a 3-floor hotel, but the con does host a number of people with disabilities.
Yes, they do.
A large number of people with disabilities. So my understanding is what they had to do was they had to go to the central room or the central hub of the hotel.
Yeah.
That was the only working elevator.
Oh, my God.
So you take that central one up, and then you go to your room from there. Screw you if you're in a detached wing.
Yeah.
You know, but... And, I mean, to the hotel... Well, I wouldn't say to the hotel's credit, but they shut them off because every year too many people cram into them.
Yes.
And that is true.
It is.
But rather than shut them off, maybe post people or signs or something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, take a couple of people, put one next to each elevator and be like, okay, sorry, you know, 4 at a time, period.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, nothing else, 4 at a time.
Yeah.
But instead, they just turned them off.
But yeah, it was a good time. I did a little wine tasting on the way back.
Oh, really?
Which is not why the podcast was late getting up. It had nothing to do with that. I was just tired. But yeah, stopped by and did a couple local wineries on the way back in the Yakimish area.
Yakimish.
And brought a couple home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. If I liked wine, I'd care.
Yeah, well, one of them was named after one of the... Well, its name shares a name with a certain production company that I just did a website for. So,
oh, interesting.
When I get finished, I have a gift for them.
Nice. So this wine starts with a K?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And with an S.
Got it.
Has something stellar about it.
Clackamas.
Clackamas, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That was actually a code name for an Intel processor because Intel was based.
Right. Yeah.
I remember that. That was weird.
Yeah. 486 version?
Variety, dude, flavor. I don't remember.
I can't remember either, but yeah, I remember it. I remember that.
So, now that the con is over, I'm still in recovery. It sucks. Well, it's just being sick for over a week is terrible.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can hear, but my nose is like really stuffed. I'm having a lot of trouble with any nasal. I sound like Molly Matlin doing an impression of me.
I was just going to say that. And I thought, I can't
it's a little
say
low.
That because
it's a
that's.
A little low.
But you are the affected person, so yeah. You can say it because you sound like her. If I said, you sound like Marley Matlin, that would be bad.
Well, it's still probably kind of a something that, if we were friends with her, I'd feel a little more comfortable about saying
sure,
it.
Sure, you bet.
So sorry
I would
if
love
you're
to
out
be
there.
Friends with
That would be great.
Matlin.
Yeah. She has a pretty good sense of humor based on the stuff she does. So
yes.
I don't feel too bad. I do feel bad, though. I'm just saying.
Okay.
So
how's the rest of your week?
Well, I mean, it's okay. The program that I'm on at work spun up, a little bit, which is good. That means I actually have something to do during the day, that isn't just brain dead, terrible soul sucking work. It's still pretty, all of those things, but
right.
A little bit less 'cause I get to interact with people.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So that's nice. I guess the big news is Friday night cemented that I will have an editing job in May or June.
Yeah.
So that's good.
That's awesome.
Yep. And a lot of Two Bards fans were kind of asking if the Bards were going to be part of that whole production and everything.
One of our questions centers around that, so we can jump into the
question
okay. as part of that if you
well
like
let's hold it then let's just hold it and we'll talk about that when the question comes around because we haven't gotten to your week yet aside from your wine tasting and I also wanted to talk a little bit about just because I like to talk about what I'm playing these days, you know, which is none of my console games because Aaron is still playing through Last of Us. She is now So she's played through easy, easy plus, normal, normal plus. She's halfway through hard. Then she has to play hard plus, grounded, and grounded plus to get
Good
all of
golly.
The trophies. And she wants all the trophies, which gets her this super, super rare trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants that trophy. And it's ridiculous. But the game is so much fun. I don't mind because I keep... I'll just watch it like a movie over and over again.
Yeah, it was fun watching her play at the con.
Yeah. So, I've been sort of relegated to my phone unless I want to sit in front of the computer. But because I'm sick, I don't like really sitting in a stationary chair a lot. So I've been playing Lara Croft Go.
Lara Croft Go. I looked that up on the phone. Did not see a free trial. So
no,
I'm eager to ask what it's all about.
Well, I lucked out and got it on a Red Stripe deal, so it was 99 cents.
Oh, sweet.
And what it is it's just a bunch of little Tomb Raider puzzles. So you move on a grid and you have a path that you can go through, and the path is clearly it's like little diamonds are hooked together with a line, and you can't cross if there's no line. So it's very much on a track. But it's all sort of brain games, like how you use your environment and enemies and whatnot to solve a bunch of like temple puzzles.
Oh,
so,
cool.
It's pretty cool. It's Unity, so it's available on all platforms, including Windows Phone, which I love when that happens. So I would give it a... I give it a 3 out of 5 stars, but if it's on sale for 99 cents, I'd give it a highly recommended for 99 cents. I would not give it a highly recommended for $5, which is its normal price. So,
yeah.
Sorry, Square Enix Montreal.
I'm waiting.
It's not worth $5.
I'm waiting for Monument Valley to... come out inexpensively so that I can try it. I don't know that that's available on the Windows Phone.
I'll have to
do that on my iPad, but
yeah.
I have been playing a game from Hexage. They're the game company, I believe, Czechoslovakia? Does that country still exist? Czech Republic, maybe?
Didn't Czechoslovakia partially become Kazakhstan? No.
I don't remember. Bosnia-Herzegovina. Yeah, I can't
keep. I forget.
But Reaper.
I just know that Ukraine is suing to have Russia banned in their national language. So
yeah.
That's the only thing I know really about that whole Eastern Bloc area these days.
Lots going on in the Eastern Bloc, but they've got a game called Reaper, and it's subtitled Reaper, the Pale Swordsman.
Right.
And it's...
This is the one with the adorable little Reaper, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And you go and you have these sort of quests, and you bounce back and forth between villages, and you can go do your own thing, but basically I just go, you know, next quest, go talk to somebody, and they go... Hey, can you go over to the mountains? There's screamers and you know, voodoo witch men. Can you take care of them? Sure, okay. So you're basically a sword for hire, and then you go out and
And
beat these things and then get money and other things.
Right.
And it's just a fun, not terribly involved, really beautifully animated little video game. And then I started looking at Totemo and... another of their games, but they're all sort of the same type of puzzly thing,
right?
That I like for mindless games because I'm trying to kill time, but I also want to
engage a little bit.
Yeah, and so these are like hex games. So you gotta, you know, the one is about animals, and if I put this animal here, they attack and defend at certain things,
right.
and work on a hex grid. The Totemo is you've got to do groups of two, three, or four, and they're randomly laid out. You can only go in columns or rows, so no diagonals, and getting everything to be removed. The one that I used to like was that it's like one of those slider games, and you had a little log.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it was like...
Log me in, let me out.
I forget what it's called. I think we played it. It was called like Block X or something like that. Same thing. It looked like those, like, you're in the doctor's office and the kids have the building blocks. They're the long thin, or not thin, but you know, long building blocks, and it looked like a bunch of those. And you have to slide them around. There's like a red one usually that you have to get to a certain place or whatever.
There's one exit and you have one free square. So it's, you know, moving things around to get that particular log out. So I like those because they're at least keeping my brain thinking. I do like you know, your Tetris or your Bejeweled Candy Crushes. Even Candy Crush still has some, you know, brain power involved. It's not too mindless.
Right. Well, and I mean... Obviously, micropay games have their own ups and downs, but the original Bejeweled style, where there really wasn't any, you could pay for to like pass maps and or pass screens or something like that, but you didn't really have to pay to play as much back then. Now it's more like you'll exhaust some resource that requires you to either like not log in for a day or buy. So that's interesting. I did do one other thing that I thought was pretty interesting. Well, I didn't do it. So for those of you who follow Glitch, Neville Knezer has his own Twitter. He has his own Twitter account.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's just Neville Knezer. So at Neville Knezer, which is NevilleKe. Knezzar, I believe. But I'm also going to follow him, and it's he's got some great tweets. It's been very interesting watching him grow on Twitter. Let me give you some examples here. What are shirts? Hashtag philosophy. I just started reading A Tale of Two Cities. I had to do chores, so I'm only one page in. But what a roller coaster ride. Hashtag literature. When my mom and I argue, that's when it's time to bust out the warm milk. Never go to bed angry. Hashtag Gilmore Girls. Yeah, so...
Wow.
Yeah.
Pearls. Pearls of wisdom.
Yep, so go check out Neville's Twitter account. I think you'll enjoy it.
So what's that thing that I just saw you wrap and unwrap your phone with?
Oh,
Andy, that looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the Mozo case. It's the Mozo wallet case.
Are you liking it?
Yes and no.
Oh.
So, first of all, it's very expensive for what it is.
True.
That because it's imported from England. Well, it's actually imported from Finland through England to the U.S. So,
but isn't it 45 U.S.?
No. It was 80 with shipping.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was ridiculously expensive. It is 45 pounds.
Right.
Or 51 euros, I think. I don't remember which it is. But after shipping, international taxes and all that stuff, it ended up being $80 out of my pocket. So what I like about it is it's very well manufactured. It has a card slot for it says one credit card. I keep my debit card and my ID in there. So it pretty much serves its purpose. As long as I have that, I'm pretty okay. But what I don't like about it is it's a detective style flip on the, it's a notebook style instead of a wallet style. So it flips long ways on the phone, which makes taking pictures really difficult.
But
because you can't hang down.
Oh, because if you had the
if
other
it was
way,
a wallet, it would just hang down.
It would hang down, right.
But because I have to flip it along the short edge of the phone, I end up with something that's basically twice as long as my whole phone, and it just flaps in the breeze because I take pictures like a real person with my phone correctly in landscape mode.
Yes, not tombstone.
Correct. So it makes it pretty difficult to take pictures and video. But overall, I mean, it's really nice. It's super slim because it replaces the back of the 950 XL. So, and it replaces the buttons and everything.
Right. So, that's what I would like, because my super shitty $8 cover is fine. It protects it. But as you've seen, the buttons are pretty much flush. And it really serves no purpose in being able to turn it on or off or access the camera or anything. So I would like to find, I wish that they would make a less, I mean, I would like to just get the non-wallet version.
Right,
that
which
just snaps over the back.
That one's pretty cheap. I think that one's about $50 to get to here.
Oh, okay.
So that's the one that snaps over the back, replaces the buttons. It's a nice leather back.
Yeah.
With, and you know, it's got NFC and it's got key wireless charging built into it. So it's essentially this without the flap part.
Right.
So it is pretty nice. Mozo makes some really nice feeling stuff.
Yeah.
And they came up as a Nokia partner. So.
Oh, okay.
This might be the last thing they ever make. Just because Microsoft is tanking in terms of the phone. Like, it's intentionally... Yeah. It's intentionally burying this phone.
Yeah.
So I mean, we'll see. This may be the last thing.
There's still no updates for Messenger.
No.
Or messaging.
Messaging, right.
Messaging, I don't know.
My latest update did not fix my Cortana band issue. It'll fix it for a day or two. So obviously there's a resource leak somewhere. And what happens is after a day or two, it just will no longer connect.
Yeah, and my band... My third now, I got a third one. I've just asked them to please upgrade me to the two so that it won't wear out. But I'm just gonna keep getting replacements as long as I need to.
Good.
But it does seem to be the notifications aren't working, so I don't get my Slack and all this other stuff. But mail is working. I did successfully send you a text.
Yes, I saw that
from my band.
Yeah, and I can't, if I deregister and re-register, I can do that for about a day, and
then it goes
away.
I haven't tried it again, so but that's probably what's going to happen to mine.
Yeah, and even after that, once that happens, it's definitely a Windows Phone 10 problem. I didn't have any of these problems on 8 at
no,
all.
No, 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 it's great.
Yep, but what's going to happen most likely is after another day or two, you won't be able to use Cortana. And then you also won't be able to use the keyboard. It just will refuse to connect back.
Oh, awesome.
So what I'm assuming is happening is on the Bluetooth stack on the phone, there's a resource leak or something, and it can no longer send.
Yeah.
So it's pretty bullshit.
Yeah. And the the other weird thing about it that doesn't come on health is being able to see how much battery you actually have.
Right.
There's a little icon, but mm-hmm. Pimp My Band has an awesome paste, put the tile on mm-hmm. your phone, and every time it connects mm-hmm. randomly, it will show you, or you can force it to check. It just has a nice little number there. It was mm-hmm. great. And then all of a sudden, boom.
Bye-bye.
Doesn't work.
Yeah.
So for weeks, yeah, I did a lot of web stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I almost have Primeval Ink, which is my tattoo shop down in Olympia.
Right, right.
Retrofitted. They got on Friday the first pass of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will be finishing that up, finishing up the Dark Horse for Kairos, doing a new one for Jen Yost and her Integrate Healing, which I did the logo for.
Right.
So I'm going to redo her website. So that's been pretty fun. Last night, went and saw No Sex, Please, We're British at Renton Civic
Nice.
Theater with some friends, and had a nice meal before, and some, I had a wine that I would not normally ever have had before, Chateau Neuf de Pop, and it was quite delicious.
Hmm.
And tonight, going to see the Seattle Immersive Romeo and Juliet.
Right, right.
Which
is why we're recording right now, in fact.
Yes. But the other thing, yesterday was a nice, sunny, seldom cloud-filled day in the middle of February for Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a couple things. A, Friday night I finished, for the second time, Sons of Anarchy.
Oh.
All seven seasons. And I was inspired to get the old hog rarin'. So, went out for a ride.
You mean motorcycle, right?
Motorcycle,
okay,
yes.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Went out for a nice little 30-minute ride out and around, clearing the cobwebs out, getting it to turn over, et cetera, et cetera. But it was a red-letter day yesterday, because not only did I finish Sons for the second time, not only did I go out on my Harley-Davidson, not only did I go and see theater with good friends and have a lovely dinner, afterwards, I had poutine.
I hate you so much. Where at?
And it wasn't bad.
Oh.
The local 907, which is okay. A bar,
right?
Ish. Service was pretty lousy, and it took me forever to get the poutine.
Mm-hmm.
But it was hand cut fries.
Oh, nice!
It was just brown gravy.
Yep.
And slightly melted cheese curd.
That is perfect.
And it was quite plainly delicious.
That's you all you need is plainly delicious.
Could have had pulled pork, could have had bacon. I wanted to just
leave it. Yeah, leave classic. It classic.
Classic. And yeah, it was quite good.
That's awesome. That's great. I did want to pardon me. Talk about something, and I don't honestly remember what it was, and that sucks. Because I was like, oh, yeah, I should probably bring this up.
Was maybe. It when you were standing up?
No, it was before I came
over.
No, it was before I came over.
Okay.
Oh, remember to talk about this thing. Just remember. I forgot. Damn it. So.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
I'm sure it'll come back.
I'm sure right after we hit stop.
We hit stop. Or yeah. Maybe before.
Maybe before. You never know. But basically, yeah, so. Weeks were weeks. Interesting ending to the campaign that many of our friends are involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Like to the wire.
Yeah.
So kind of makes me wonder what would have happened with N20 if it had really if we just pushed through.
Yep.
I don't know. I just don't know if it would have clicked the same way though.
I have a sneaking suspicion it wouldn't have.
Right.
But at the same time, I feel abandoned
mm-hmm.
a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that we all collectively made the decision.
Some more collectively than others, but yeah. Yeah.
But, and I think we made the decisions for the right reasons, but...
Right, but...
It was...
It sucks.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, though, good news for people who are fans of JQ. And I will be employed on the back end of that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Something else that I worked on with DG a few weeks ago should be posting soon. I don't want to talk about it because they don't want you to talk. You know, it's like, everything's secret until it's not, right? Everything's secret. Big secrets, la-di-da.
Is it what we recorded out at Warden?
Part is that.
Okay.
That one's actually, though, going to come later. Mm. It was the one the weekend after that was recorded in Buckley.
Right.
So, it's pretty damn funny. Gabe Gonda did the edit and also directed it. And he's done, I think, a great job with it.
Good.
So, also the new monitor that I got helped out a huge amount. Started watching even a little Breaking Bad because they upped it to 4K on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And in 4K, they missed a lot of focus. Like, a lot. So I don't feel so bad. Because a lot of the time, shots are in soft focus if they're in 4K. They're not if they're in 1080p. They look fine in 1080p. But as soon as you bump up to 4K, they get a little soft.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting to know that even the pros have these problems.
Yeah, I was noticing that on Suns.
Yeah.
One thing with the that I've noticed predominantly on Suns, but other places is on Netflix. I'm not sure if it's, I don't think it's a buffer issue.
Right.
But it's like you're watching it and this camera angle, super sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking that they were changing mediums.
Right.
So I'm shooting with handy cam for, I mean, obviously the road chases and stuff. A lot of those are GoPros and all that stuff. And that's fine. They work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this will be like you and I talking and my coverage is super sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes to you and it's almost like it's not film, but it looks like film, kind of dandruffy. And I notice that sometimes it's not even the whole picture, it's just parts of it. And so I don't know if it's on certain things, the compression that gets fed into the Netflix, but sometimes it's like, oh, I'm looking at 16 millimeter footage that's intercut with digital, but it's not.
No, I think likely what happens there, one of two things could happen. Their coverage was shot with a different lens, so they had to actually digitally push or pull. Mm. So you end up getting closer to the actual grain of the camera.
Oh, okay.
That's one possibility. Second possibility is the settings just changed between the two. Mm-hmm. Third possibility is the settings didn't change and needed to.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Actually pretty common. What'll happen is you'll be like, okay, let's get the coverage, slap it down, let's go. And you actually needed to stop, have your director of photography look at the output on the monitor and really get it done. What I've noticed is shooting in HD or ultra HD more than HD, the little field monitors just they don't work. They don't work for ultra HD. You need an ultra HD monitor to be able to see if you're actually in focus.
So, and that's what you're talking about having just gotten is the field monitor, not a monitor to view.
Correct.
Necessarily.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it'll be both, but
because
you can actually play back dailies on it right there off the camera, which is kind of nice.
Oh, yeah.
So that's pretty cool. That's kind of what's been going on here.
And any of that vamping launch?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No. It's just gone.
I'm going to jump into some of the questions because it leads into some of the things that we're talking about. And since one of them is going to have a larger discussion, I'll jump into Tom Brophy.
Please do.
He sent out a tweet. By the way, Tom, I can't take credit for it except that I filmed his audition for a taped audition for a commercial. And it was the monologue that we happened to be working in class. But he booked it.
Nice.
Which was
awesome.
Congrats,
Tom.
Yeah. And so he got to experience some interesting commercial stuff with having owners of an app trying to tell the director how his facial expressions should be, apparently.
Okay.
So there was a lot of interesting, and I feel his pain.
Yeah,
I know exactly what he's talking about. But the other thing is, he's switched up his Twitter name.
Oh, no.
Because we lost his original website
mm-hmm.
Domain name
mm-hmm.
because he didn't realize that the notifications were going to an outdated email address
mm-hmm.
and someone bought it at auction. Right. So we had to switch some things up. But now he's the Thomas Brophy.
Because he was Tom Brophy Acts?
Thomas A. Brophy.
Thomas A. Brophy, okay.
And so we're trying to streamline into either Thomas Brophy or the Thomas Brophy. Mm-hmm. So
The
Thomas Brophy writes, "Hey, gents, if you could produce a documentary, what subject would you choose?"
We've actually considered producing a documentary about a subject near and dear to Scott's heart.
We have.
And may, in fact, still be doing that. I think we can talk about that a little bit.
Sure.
But basically, it would be returning to filming locations, finding people who worked on Dorkness Rising, specifically mm-hmm. about Dorkness Rising, I think, more than DG as a whole. It's specifically about Dorkness Rising.
Yeah.
So we've definitely been looking at that as a documentary. I know that we've thought of a couple of others we'd be interested in doing. I know that I wanted to do, pardon me, again, geez. I wanted to do a documentary with Irfan from the March 32nd called Killing Clippy, because he's the developer who actually checked in the change that removed the code. So basically going through and, man, I'm sorry, my voice is going. Going through, talking to him, talking to his peers at Microsoft at the time, sort of about what went into the decision to actually kill off Clippy, the office assistant that nobody mm-hmm. liked. The history of Clippy, because Clippy grew out of something else. It grew out of the installer wizard.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I believe in Word up to 2003, where Clippy died, you could still choose the wizard as Clippy.
Yes.
So you could choose the dog, the wizard, a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that would have been really cool. And then, of course, if it ever came about and Rival was able to get funding for a documentary about his grandfather, I'd love to be part of that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And we did do the Kickstarter video for that.
Correct.
So the Clippy thing would be sort of in the vein of like the King of Kong.
Right.
Or what's the other one? There's a Pac-Man. Who had the high score of something.
Right.
It wasn't the Donkey Kong one, but yeah, that would be really cool.
I remember like what I wanted to talk about. See, it did
awesome.
Work.
Awesome. See, there you go. The documentary style, though, that we're talking about for Dorkness is more of the interview
correct.
Experience type thing
right.
versus the
intercut with like footage that's never been seen before,
right.
BTS
yeah.
that's never been seen before. I have reams of that stuff sitting on my NAS.
Yeah.
Copied over from DVD backups.
It's network accessible storage, folks.
Yes.
Not as NADs.
Well, also
NAS.
There. It's a very small tattoo.
True. Yeah.
So, yeah.
What did you want to talk
about? Oh, so the thing that I remembered about, I watched a TED Talk on voxillology, which is the study of flags.
Voxology?
Well, it's got two L's in it, and that's why people have a hard time. So, according to the guy talking, it was voxillology.
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 Okay.
And he was talking about city flags.
Hmm.
And how some cities have these amazing, amazing flags, but most cities do an SOB, which is a seal on a bedsheet. Which isn't Heidi Klum's wedding night. Well, it probably was. But it basically, they'll take their town seal or city seal and just put it on a background and call it good.
Yep.
Or they'll add more text. And he was going through the design stuff about flags and how terrible most flags are. The best one that he showed, being the worst, was Pocatello, Idaho.
Which, oh, I thought it was going to be the state of Washington's, which is
Washington George has Washington. A, yeah, Washington, it's a seal on a bedsheet.
Yeah.
In Seattle's is terrible. Seattle's city flag. Did you even know Seattle had a city flag? Tacoma's is god awful too, because Tacoma's is the seal with a lot of words.
Oh,
don't put words on your flag.
No,
that's the whole point of a flag. Is it's international. It's understood. It and you and from if it's 1 inch by 1.5 inches and 15 inches away from your face, you should be able to get every piece of information off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a basic design principle for flags. So Seattle's is, dude, it's, so it's the King County seal
mm-hmm.
with Seattle and a bunch of words all mm-hmm. around it. And then it's on this blue thing with like some, I think there's supposed to be like wave elements in it, but it looks like crap. It's a terrible flag. Tacoma's is awful. It's the bridge. It's the seal. Oh, it's words. Milwaukee, Wisconsin's is so bad.
Beer?
No.
Oh.
No, kind of. There's a wheat chaff on one side. Words everywhere. Yeah. Like lots of words. And then a real flag in the flag that they could have just used as their flag.
Oh.
But then he showed some good ones. Like Chicago's is pretty awesome. So Chicago's is a white background with two blue strips equidistant from the center,
mm-hmm.
Representing the lake and the river. So oh, Chicago's okay. in the middle.
Yep.
And then it's got 5 6-pointed red stars, or four, I forget which, 6-pointed red stars that represent important dates in Chicago's history, like the fire and
mm-hmm.
the founding and all that stuff. So it's a really easy to see and understand flag. And it's funny because he showed pictures of Chicago where that flag is everywhere in Chicago. The Seattle flag is nowhere in Seattle.
Nowhere.
Most of the seal flags are nowhere
mm-hmm.
because they're terrible to look at. So, but then you look at Amsterdam. Amsterdam's flag, what they did is they took their coat of arms.
Yep.
And the shield in the coat of arms had a flag design on it, and they made that their flag, and it looks great. And, you know, all joking aside, because it's three X's and it's Amsterdam, wah, wah. It looks great, and it's on everything in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
So get it together, Seattle.
What's Pocatello's?
Dude, I kind of want to make people go look it up. Go look up Pocatello City Flag. Enjoy, because it's, I'll tell you this much. It has a copyright and trademark symbol on the flag.
Oh, nice.
I'm not even joking. That's not even kind of a joke. It's so goddamn ugly.
Wow.
So
that is stellar.
Yeah. So if you get a chance, go check out the TED Talk. I'm sure Linkmaster General be pissed that he has to go find it, but
TED Talk flags.
It can't be that many.
Can't be that many. So jump into the last question and go on that subject for a while.
Let's do that.
Okay. So Rob McLennan writes in.
Oh, thanks, Rob.
Hopefully Andy is getting some sleep now.
Nah, I'm still sick. So it's still rough sick, sleep.
But you've been getting...
I have. It's rough sleep, but yeah.
Yeah. Scott, you've already said that Strong Like Bull isn't returning in Season 3 of Journey Quest, but this gives me hope for Season 4, both for you and Jen Page. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be working on it behind the scenes, though?
Hmm. So, regarding Season 4... regarding Season 4, though, this was so by the skin of the teeth. Season 3 is going to have to make a huge splash, I think.
Yes.
For us to not have to wait another 5 years for this.
Yeah. And we can't.
No. I mean, the best way to do this is if this makes a big enough splash... Rather, I would either choose to leapfrog the Gamers property, but I think Gamers is going to be a bigger pull regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Either leapfrog the Gamers property or find a way to fund them both to get them shot either in early 2017 or by mid 2017. Period. Yeah. That's both of them.
Yeah.
We're all aging too much for this.
Yeah.
That being said, Strong Like Bull... should a fourth come around, has already, I think, widely been said that Strong Like Bull is a major featured character in Season 4. So, here's hoping for that.
Yeah, but me getting, too, because I've not been told that. I assume in our Journey Quest 1 talks,
mm-hmm.
which Strong Like Bull was supposed to be in, but mm-hmm. due to what everybody knows, it didn't happen.
Well, I didn't know it got cut three times. I didn't know that it got cut down three separate times.
Yeah.
So, because I also didn't know the original script was 160 pages.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, that was the original...
whole story?
Whole story. Mm. And then when we had to cut it to get season one done,
mm-hmm.
it took a different branching structure, mm-hmm. and that's why we're ending up where we are now with major characters not being...
Mm-hmm.
In a linear story, it's fractured off.
Right.
And it makes sense from a storyline, because I understand that the next place Strong Like Bull is going to be is in the Turtle River Clan.
Correct.
And therefore, clan means there's going to be a bunch of orcs.
Mm-hmm.
Which I understand on our previous budgets... That would be expensive.
Yes.
I still don't understand on this budget.
Right.
How that was not achievable. But
right.
I also have not seen a script. I know nothing about anything mm-hmm. with season three.
Right. Well, I haven't seen a script yet. I will be editing it.
Right.
So that's kind of awesome.
No pressure.
Yeah. Well, not really, actually. No, I don't care. Because we didn't have it funded, none of the other behind the scenes stuff has been filled.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not, it's not to say that one or both of us won't get offered a spot on set, just
right.
not in front of the camera, unless it's a Easter egg-y kind of, like maybe Scott and I in the corner of a scene or something, which right. we wouldn't get paid for either. Not that we wouldn't do it. I mean, that's,
except that yeah. I can be a villager, because I can not be an orc makeup.
And no, totally. That's what I'm saying. Is yeah. Scott has the opportunity to be on camera without breaking his other role, because Strong Like Bull doesn't look like Scott.
No.
He looks like Strong Like Bull. So, yeah. pardon me. So, there's no knowing, really, at this point, who's going where, because everything that everybody who makes that decision had in them was spent getting the Kickstarter across the finish line.
Right.
So,
but so far I have not been approached to
no,
do anything.
No, nor would you. I don't think
behind the scenes in
yeah.
any capacity.
So, we'll see what happens.
As far as I know, it's awesome, mm-hmm. and as some people have said, some really deserving people are finally going to get
mm-hmm.
some money for what they do.
Yep.
And unfortunately, some equally awesome people who have put in as much, if not more time,
yeah.
will not. And, you know, that's the nature of the biz, folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't be in everything all the time.
Right.
And I get that. And
yeah.
that's fine. It's just
unfortunate. There were some pipe dream goals, like if this had just taken off and funded immediately
yeah.
right away, there was a couple of pipe dream goals where you would have definitely been, you would have been approached before the Kickstarter ended, because they would have had to expand basically into season three.
Right.
But unfortunately, we actually had to cut a number of other people because
mm-hmm.
it really just scraped by.
Yeah.
So some of the things that people were planning at the maybe 550 level,
mm-hmm.
it should that have happened, those are just scrapped. At
yeah.
this point. And they knew they were at risk, but I think they were hoping the Kickstarter funded about 15 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they could have pushed these stretch goals to get it over that 550 line, but so be it.
Yeah. It's just awesome that the story continues to get mm-hmm. to be told.
Right.
And, you know.
It's about the fans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
And it always is. And that's, you know, that's why we do what we do. So.
Indeed.
Whatever other crap happens behind, that's not your guys' concern.
No.
So, yeah. What was the other? Did you have more of a question?
No, it was just the
okay.
will we be working behind the scenes and
yeah.
you're doing?
I will be post, which isn't behind the scenes.
Well,
Ben Dobbins is no longer, he's not DP nor is he director, so he's going to be doing BTS the whole time.
Mm.
So he'll be running around with a camera. We talked about actually putting down one of those virtual cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, okay, guys, we're going to film BTS for the next hour and a half. Don't stick your finger up your ass or whatever, you know? And then the 360 camera would allow the fan any fan to just watch whatever they wanted to watch.
Yeah.
They could scroll through the whole 360 degrees of production.
Oh, that'd be
cool. I don't know if that's going to happen, but if it does, and if we can make it work, I think that's going to be a really fun thing.
Mm-hmm. And then you could have that work with the Oculus Rift.
Exactly. No, that would be because all of the 3D YouTube videos already work with Oculus.
Mm-hmm.
So it would automatically work with Oculus. That would just be so awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. Because they allow you to do two things, either use the Oculus and pan around or you just use your mouse and mm-hmm. scroll over it. So it should be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's about.
And I'm sure there'll be more. I mean, it just funded on Friday. So.
Right. Right. The news sure will be coming
as things pan out and they go, OK, we actually have a budget and mm-hmm. this is where we can allocate X, Y, and Z. Who can we bring on board now? You know,
right?
We'll know. We'll keep you in the loop. We'll keep you in the know.
We'll keep you. We'll know. We'll know.
We'll know. And
we'll know. Maybe you will. Maybe you won't. Maybe you bribe us.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
True.
Maybe we have
first one's free.
Yeah.
We already did that. That was now. Everything else costs.
There you go. So that's about it for me, man. I'm ready to pass out already.
Yeah, you're ready, and I think now is a good time to call it.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for... Are we doing Neil before?
Neil first.
Neil first.
Yep.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening and you want to get a horrible head cold, come on over and give me a kiss.
Yeah. Or come and talk to us about your dispelling of the Martian movie.
Yeah. Or let's talk gravitational waves.
Yeah.
We'll surf those for a while.
Sure.
Einstein was right. Hey. That's pretty cool. A wave and a particle. What's that song? It's a wave and a particle. We're walking side by side. Said the wave to the particle. Which one of us am I? Einstein, turn around. Einstein, touch the ground. Einstein, let your hair stand up. Let your socks fall down. I think is the song. I don't know. I might have just made up something. I didn't make it up. I'm not that clever. So without further ado, a big thanks to Hawk Robinson,
Leslie Sedlak,
Todd McKimmy,
Donald Evans,
Zombie Orpheus Entertainment,
Bradley Swan,
Trampas Johnson,
Gordon D. Duke,
Digby Davis, LLC,
Paula Moran,
Amanda Cook,
Mark Bevier,
Mike Ott,
James Herbert,
Adam Morey,
Matthew Hunt,
Mike Thompson,
Tim Martin,
Rob McLennan,
Lotta Jerf,
Laura Adams,
Tom Brophy,
Tom Stewart,
Dougie Sharp,
Justin Everett,
Brittany Bentley,
Brad Roberts,
Jennifer Reifenberry,
Rival Hue,
and Chad Jones.
Chad Jones.
Thank you very much for your Patreon patronage.
Yes, Patreon and Patreon. Pay us. Thank you.